Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there and welcome to New Life Live. So glad you're with us here today. Hope you're having a great, great day. It's going to be a great day here because we have Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. Alice Benton. Hi guys, how are you?
Hey, good. And it's so great to be with you both.
Hello. I just came from LAX. I dropped my papa off. He's heading back to Minnesota after his second only visit to California in his life.
Really?
And he asked me for a Bible to take with him.
Oh, that's very cool. How old is he?
He's in his 60s, and he said that as growing up in the Catholic Church, he just had never read a Bible that was readable. And so I was singing the praises of all the Bibles that we have available here, and he took a copy with him.
Nice. Very nice.
What a great story.
It was quite the morning.
It's quite a morning.
Bibles. We have Bibles. And if you have a dad, like Alice has one, great, great Father's Day gift is what we tell people. So, yeah, we would love for you to get one at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to join us on this program, though, here is the phone number to call. It's really simple. It's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And we would just love to spend time talking to you. That's what we're here for. And, you know, a lot of folks, they think, I'd like to call sometime. Well, maybe this is the day. Maybe this is the day where it's appointed for you to call us. And 1-800-229-3000. A lot of different things going on in the world today. And some of our listeners are in the like Oklahoma and Ohio and these different areas that have been hit by these storms. And we're praying for you. We did it this morning during our devotional time. And just hope and pray that, you know, God is there. We know God's there for you. We hope that you sense his presence, and we hope the best for you, whatever is going on. Just want to mention this to you before we go to phone calls. We're going to go right after this break. We'll go to calls, 1-800-229-3000. And that is this, that I've decided that people are not paying enough for the clothes they wear. And there's just not enough purpose behind those clothes either. And so it was my idea to come up with this T-shirt that we would be happy to sell to you for a mere $100. And it says on the back, it's got the nice logo in the front, on the back, I saved a person's life, and all I got was this T-shirt, and then it says an awful lot of satisfaction. And we were just on the phone, our team was talking about a video that someone sent to us, and he was playing golf with some folks, and New Life came up, and he just said, 20 years ago, New Life saved my life. And what he was talking about was that he was in the throes of deep depression. He was about to kill himself. And he and his wife remembered New Life. And they called.
Wow.
And he got help from us. And I'm telling you, he is one of the most dynamic communicators. And he did this amazing video just to say thank you to us. So when we say you're saving someone's life, you really are. You saved his. And we're using this money to, you know, help people to get into one of our workshops, scholarship money. So it's the most overpriced, undervalued T-shirt that you could possibly ever own. And you can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. Go to phone calls at 1-800-229-3000. That is the number, and we cannot wait to talk with you. So come join us for New Life right here today.
Most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Sherry Keffer, she is the author of Intimate Deception. That is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's also part of the eight, the best of the best books that we've ever put together. It's part of that, and I just hope and pray that if you join Club New Life, you will love this thank you gift. But right now, we're going to go, and also Alice Benton, who's going to write that first book any day now, and we're going to go to our calls, and our first call is going to be John. John, you are on. Welcome to New Life Live.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say thank you for your ministry. I just became a member of Club New Life here recently.
So. Nice. Great. Thank you for doing that. Appreciate it. What's going on today?
The reason I'm calling is I want to hear your opinion on whether sexual refusal is justification for divorce.
Okay. Tell us what's happening there. Sexual refusal as a case for divorce. What's going on?
Been married 35 years. And for the last at least 11, my wife is resistant even to a kiss, you know. And if I press and press, maybe intimacy, maybe quarterly, maybe, but never any willingness particularly or on her part. And if there's always a reason or a thousand reasons or whatever.
Okay. So
and over the
okay, I'm just okay. I think we get it. Very sad situation. What have you done to try to get any kind of help?
Well, we've talked about it, and at first she was quite embarrassed about it, and you know, and then a little bit of anger, and you know, of course, there's things I've done that upset her, and so she would bring that up, not cleaning the house enough, or things like that. And then, as we discussed it later, after a while, she kind of became sort of proud of it almost, you know, like, you know, that was her power thing. And, I've tried to, go to, some of the weekends away, yours or others, for the last 3 years. She has said no. Tried to go on the cruise. She said she really wanted to go on a cruise, so I said, let's go on that. Your cruise to the Bahamas. 3 months wasn't enough notice for her, so she didn't want to do that. So I gave her more notice this time and wanted to do a cruise maybe this summer on the one that goes to Alaska. Yeah, anyway, yeah.
Okay, so I guess what you're saying is you have this problem and you've really never had professional help for it. Is that right?
Specifically, no. She sees her own counselor, but when I've gone to see the woman, I can't stay in the same room with her. You know, her extremely foul mouth, and you know, I just like let's go to a Christian counselor that hasn't, you know, that's not like that. You know. So.
Okay. So. All right. Well, very, very tough situation. I'm going to ask Sherry, why don't you get us started here on what, I mean, from a woman's perspective, we've said so often more bad sex isn't going to make things better. And we'll eventually answer the specific question, but let's just talk about this situation. How do you make it better so that we're not having to ask, is it ever justified for divorce?
So, John, my heart hurts for you because it's not healthy sexuality. What's happening is not healthy. And I don't even think, I know we need more information, but just off the cuff, the Bible is really clear about marriage is designed to have sexuality be healthy and be a part of it. And there's a lot of reasons why it isn't healthy and why it isn't thriving. In fact, I'm looking at 1 Corinthians 7:5 in the Message, and it says, you know, abstaining from sex is permissible for a period of time if you both agree to it and if it's for the purposes of prayer and fasting, but only for such times. Then come back together again, you know, because it says Satan has an ingenious way of tempting us when we least expect it. So it's such a vulnerable area in our marriages to abstain for a longer period of time and not be in agreement. Now, if there's infidelity, if there's porn, if there's been abuse, you know, there's reasons why people don't connect sexually. But what I'm hearing she's telling you is that you don't clean the house well. And that's where a red flag comes up for me. Because it puts you on a conveyor belt. I have to earn my sex with you instead of us having a healthy bonding. The first place I go, to be honest, is I go, what happened 11 years ago for things to change? And then the second thing is, are you aware of any kind of sexual violation that your wife has experienced in her life?
Not penetration and to that extent, but she does talk about one issue back in high school with a father of one of her girlfriends, you know, approaching her and definitely making advances.
Okay, so she was molested. That's molestation.
Yeah.
You don't have to be penetrated to have it be molestation. So she had an older man when she was a minor molest her. And I'll tell you something, John, if these wounds stay dormant, and if y'all aren't getting into the heart of that, she will stay stuck, and it impacts both of you. Like, the only way that she's holding on to her power is by not being sexual, which isn't healthy in a marriage. If she was single, no problem. But she's not. She chose to be married. And so with that, It's important. She has to face this. She has to look at it because it's not just about her. It's about both of you. And I know it's horribly painful to go back in and dig up those molestations. I have a number of folks, and so do you, Alice, mm-hmm. that we work with that have sexual abuse as a part of their background. And we've got to get in there and help them heal. But inviting her on cruises and in doing these things, hoping, you know, putting out a red carpet, hoping she'll walk down it, is going to make you more frustrated and her more annoyed. Y'all have to start talking about what really happened, and what really happened hurt her, and it's hurting you.
But talking with me, is that's not sufficient, is it?
Well, I think because you both have had kind of a hard time talking about the real deal. Like, you haven't really talked with her and used the words.
Right.
And you may feel clumsy in how to do that. It's okay. We don't know how to do that. But I think you guys getting with a really good trauma therapist who understands sexual trauma that can help her heal from that place is your only hope. And y'all haven't done that yet. You haven't tried it. So I think sitting down with a third party together, and I would love for her to hear this show because I am appealing to her heart. I am saying, I am so sorry, girl. I am so sorry for what happened to you. You didn't deserve it. And I know that rearranged your sexuality. I know that made you become afraid of it rather than allured by it. She got hurt. But no, she's never gone in to do the deeper trauma work in order to heal her heart and her body, to be able to say green light again instead of red light. What are you thinking, Alice?
Well, John, I want to add some words that you can offer your wife and some additional action that you can take, because you must be hurt, angry, and confused. And most of us get very defensive, and we even go on the attack when we're that hurt for that long, 11-some years. But
sure. I mean, that's the biggest reason that I'm thinking about it now is I just don't like the person that I'm becoming.
Okay. John, that humility is the key. Because your willingness to acknowledge, I don't like the man that I'm becoming, to your wife, and then to gently invite her to join you in the process of becoming a better man for you, for God, and for her, I'd give you these kind of words to tell her. I miss you, and I'm confused about why we're so disconnected from each other. I know that my cleaning standards bother you. That one I do know. Would you please tell me what else I do that keeps us disconnected? And I'm going to take what you tell me, and I want to bring it in with a professional counselor who can help me become that better man I've been struggling to be. But it'll go a lot better if you'll join us, and you'll tell the counselor right there with me directly, please, would you do this? And even if she refuses, John, you go to show her in your actions that your words have value.
And I want to say a quick thing. So I was married, John, to a man who had some sexual abuse in his background, and it leaked out in many, many different ways. But I'll tell you something. One of the heartbreaking things was that he kept making it about me. He kept pointing to these things within my life and making it my fault when it was really, I think, an unconscious distraction to keep him safe from me so he didn't have to go there sexually. He didn't have to move towards me. So folks that have been sexually abused, if they're not owning it, will come up with all kinds of reasons that you bother them. And I had my own laundry list just like you did. But again, the heart of the matter, you guys will miss it if she doesn't get the deeper healing.
So here's, you know, hearing them say these things. When it comes down to one person saying there's nothing here for you, I'm not going to be sexual with you, and she's done that with you, and you're willing to do whatever it takes, but that other person isn't willing to do whatever it takes, then I think everything that you can do to grow, to mature, you want to display effort to grow in character as a man to deal with one of the worst situations that can be thrown at your feet. And I would want to see you go from, is it okay to divorce, to tell me everything I could possibly do. Now, I would hope that she would listen to this, because here's the thing. This isn't about you having sex with her. Her not wanting to have sex with you is a symptom of a horrific condition of the heart that is miserable. It is more miserable than having sex in many cases. So what we're saying is we're not just saying this so you can have sex with your wife. We want her to be free of whatever it is that's gotten her to this point. Now, you know, I would say to her, and sometimes people get their ministries confused, but we do this intimacy in marriage intensive. And if she would come and you would come, no one's going to make her look like the bad person for not wanting to be sexual with you. It's all about answers.
That's one of the ones I've tried to get her to go to. I've given her three choices for this summer even, and she said no to all of them.
Okay. So then maybe you should go back into her with her counselor. And this is where you need to not be judging the counselor in the foul mouth and all. And you simply say, I don't know what to do. I'm willing to do anything. I'm willing to do whatever I can. There's a workshop for both of us. What do you see is the solution for us? And see if anything good could come from you connecting with the counselor with her. And the question is simply, what is the solution here? How does this get better? Can it get better? And that's what I would want to do. But it doesn't matter what kind of language the lady uses. You want to hear her suggest something other than things staying the same.
I feel blessed to have had this opportunity for my needs to be met, connecting with other women who are fighting the same fight, hoping for healthy marriages and growing closer to the Lord on their journey.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography, it might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
I feel encouraged and hopeful that even in my struggle, I am enough.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey.
Through the sharing in our small group, I realized that I am not alone.
Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, July 19th to the 21st. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. You might be thinking, wow, why a whole segment, 20 minutes on this particular topic? It's so important, and we rarely address it like this. I'll ask Sherry and also Alice to make a couple more comments, and then we're going to move on. And I'm absolutely going to send you How We Love, and I'm just going to tell you if there's any way that you can get her to come with you to the Intimacy and Marriage Weekend. Breakthroughs like people have never dreamed happened there, and I'm hoping that for you. But guys, final comments here.
Just one real quick one along the lines of freedom, Steve, that you were talking about is I work with sexual abuse survivors, and many of them, this trauma is stored in their body. And they, when I'm talking about it, they'll repulse. They think about it. Their body pushes back. They get nauseous. They have these body symptoms, which really isn't John's fault. It's about the abuse. So I would suggest she look into some EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprocessing, to help her discharge some of that, because there is freedom on the other side. I've seen it. Alice? Yeah.
Well, I would add that even with ideal marriages, I think most of us women struggle with either low sex drive, our minds are full of our kids and where they are and when they're going to be looking for us, what they need, or as we grow older, the mechanics get difficult and even painful for us. But God wants so much more from us, and it can be easy to give up on it. But I think we need to, we're called to as wives, to strive to find answers, to find solutions, and not to give up on our sexual relationship with our husband, because it's part of the soul connection.
Yeah, and to, just to answer the question that was asked, is it grounds? And I don't believe that it is. The grounds that Christ gives us for divorce, abandonment by a non-believer. Well, there could be some cases where this would come into play, and then unfaithfulness. But oh my goodness, not for the sake of sexual gratification, but for the sake of everything can be so different, but it takes two people. It takes willingness. It takes forgiveness. It takes acceptance. And, I just hope and pray, and I'm praying right now that she would say, okay, we'll go. And I'm hoping that you could get back into the counseling with her for at least one time to ask this counselor, tell us a step that moves us closer together. That's really the goal here. All right, 1-800-229-3000. Larry's in the studio. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Steve.
Talk to us about finance here real quick, and then we'll go to the next call.
Well, I wanted to thank John, your last caller, because he said he joined Club New Life, and that's partly, mostly what I want to talk about. And I want to give you a reason, folks, to support this ministry in that manner. We got an email this morning. Steve, you referenced it earlier in our devotional time.
Yeah.
I'd like to share with you how New Life's changed my life. When I was down to absolutely nothing, just running on fumes, I heard New Life Steve and his guest host speaking about some things that were really troubling me. I had no one to turn to that understood what I was going through. Listening to Steve, Sherry, Dave, and others gave me a different perspective of individuals that I deal with in my family. Anger, depression, borderline personality disorders, dysfunction, substance abuse. Listening to New Life helped to approach all individuals with love. My world's changed so much for the better by just learning how to deal with issues from a positive perspective. Now I'm working on passing it on to others. I refer friends and family to New Life Ministries. Mm. You know, we talked to we want people to experience that renewing of the mind that comes in Romans 12:2 that Paul talks about, and that's Holy Spirit driven, and that's what we want to be, that's what we want you to be, that's what this program is, that's why these hosts spent a whole segment and then some on a call, because it's Holy Spirit driven. So if you believe in a ministry that's that way, we need your support. Monthly support, $30 or more a month. Great thank you gift, an 8-book set. Great benefits. Call us, please, 800-NEW-LIFE. We need to get more and more Club New Lifers to get our finances where they need to be.
You really can change the life of a lot of different people by being the foundation of support. 1-800-NEWLIFE. All right, let's go to Benjamin from Oakland, California. Hello, Benjamin. How are you today?
I'm fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's going on?
Yes, I had a question for Sherry. I heard her say she took a call back in the days or something, and she was telling me how she found her new man, and I think she got with Dave Stoop or something like that about the date 20 men or something like that. And she was telling this one girl when she was on with Chris Williams, she said, she said, girl, I was pretty jacked up after this relationship. And so what I did was I went to go and unpack everything that I went through this relationship with the whole gaslighting and stuff like that, so I can be healthy enough to be in another relationship. You know what I mean? I thought that was so beautiful. She put it, those words were so beautiful to me. And so what I want to ask her is, you know, I'm in something similar. And what I want to know is a two-part question to where, what did you do to be able to unpack and be healthy enough for a relationship? Because that's what I want. And then when I find my love interest, what are the words that I can say to her you know, to say, hey, I think you need to get some, you know, therapy though too, because you probably convinced of something just like me. So help us unpack it together. So first of all, what did she do to unpack? I think she mentioned.
Okay, we get it. We're gonna go to a break, and when we come back, she's gonna tell you exactly what you're asking. You're listening to New Life Live. We will help you unpack. We'll help you pack whatever you need. We want to help you. That's what we're here for, and we'll do it right after this.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We are talking with Benjamin, and he's from Oakland. Sherry, you want to continue there?
So let me tell you what I think might be going on. I think you might already have a love interest. And I think from what I'm hearing is you may have gotten really hurt. Is that true?
Very, very, very. Just like you. Just like you.
Very true, right? So,
yes.
How, just quickly, how were you hurt? How did you experience the pain that's caused you to be somewhat jacked up like me, like I was?
Yeah, you know, got with this girl. She like rich, entitled, stuff like that. I was like really poor back in the days, and you know, we used to we made love and do nothing but make love and argue, which is a toxic relationship. And when I decided to up and leave, that's when she started to chase, and she started sending people after me, what we call in the street torpedoes. It's when like a girl gets mad, she gets the next guy, and she starts sending them, she talks them in to sending them after you, and then, you know, talking girls into, you know, playing with my head and stuff like that. And so that's why I said, you know what, one of the most beautiful things that you said is like, hey, after this relationship, you know, I needed to unpack all this stuff so I can be healthy enough for another relationship. And it makes it hard for me to trust and stuff because of the stuff that she sent me through.
Totally,
yes,
get it.
I've already been hurt, and yes, there is a love interest, but, and the whole thing is, me being a black man and black girls, is like when you say, like, oh, you know, I'm in therapy trying to get better and stuff like that, it's almost like a red flag. Like, wait, what, you in therapy? Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you know, sometimes we have to get better, you know, cause from the stuff that we've been through. And I appreciate that about you, because At least you didn't just go from one relationship to another. You took the time out.
I did.
Said, you know what? I need to work on me.
I did. Okay.
And I love that about Sherry, for real.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Okay. So let me write the script for you. Okay? First off, you have in your past and maybe even now are attracted to intensity. Intensity. Somebody that makes love and fights, makes love and fight, make love. That's your issue. I don't want you to pin it on her. I want you to look at what is going on with you that you wouldn't be able to hold back your sexual passion, and what kind of woman, it's almost like you want to conquer this entitled, rich, intense female. That is going to land you in harm's way over and over and over again. So you need to look inside and look at yourself to go, what about me is getting hooked into that? The second thing I want you to do is I want you to think about getting around a bunch of guys. Well, start with one, two, men of character. Guys that have the kind of woman you want to be with. I did that. I actually started hanging with people who I could learn from, and they inspired me to better things. Because relationships are fast these days. There's hookups. There's all kinds of stuff. And you're not, it sounds like you really want more. You just don't know how to get there. So I want you to get there. And the other thing I did in addition to counseling, and if some girl says, what is wrong with you because you're going to counseling, she is not the right girl. Because I'm telling you, when I met Kyle, number 8, we were both in counseling. And that made me feel like, wow, I'm with somebody who wants to grow. But the additional thing is I did some group counseling. I got into a group where there was guys and gals. And I had to work out some of my fears with men. And you may need to do that with women. But, you know, growing after we've been hurt like that takes time. It's not quick like a microwave. It's more like a crock pot. We grow over time. And so don't give up, but look inside of you. Don't blame the other person and figure out what's happening that moves you towards intensity. There you have it.
All right. Hope that's helpful. Really glad that you called. I'm going to send you Is This the One? There's some great, great stuff in there that I think will help you there. 1-800-229-3000 to join us on the program. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And let me tell you, if you are so driven by passion, you're a Christian, but you date, you can't help but make love, that's a single guy's invitation to every man's battle. You've got to get that under control. And I'll tell you, just, you know, the respect that you gain, it's not everything, but it's something. When a woman is dating you and she discovers you're not there for some kind of sexual gratification, it doesn't just make all the difference in the dating world. It can make a huge difference for the rest of your dating life. So it's not just for married guys. And I'm just going to ask you, call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go to, how about we talk with your Scott from Los Angeles, KKLA. Hey, Scott, how are you? What's going on?
I am doing absolutely fabulous, and I've been listening to you guys for over a decade, and I really appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Have shed some tears with you guys also.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a situation that is unique.
Well, let's hear about it.
And it might be hard for me to get to it. But I'm going to try my best. I've been married for probably 4.5 years now. When I got married, and my question is, who is she, and where do I go from here? Now, to give you the background, we dated for 1.5 years. I lived in a different state than her,
mm-hmm.
And we traveled back and forth seeing each other. And when we got married, her mother had a heart attack and a stroke, and we decided to live where she lives, which is in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a business, and I had to literally give up my business to come down to L.A. and really kind of start all over again, kind of. Well, my problem is that when I first met her, I've been saved for 37 years. I love the Lord. He's my best friend. And I go to church every Sunday. I'm involved with our men's ministry. I have four accountability partners. One is my father. So I'm constantly throwing things off of my guys, especially challenges in my life. And my wife is one of those challenges. And when I first met her, before I even dated, I told her what I was looking for. And I was looking for somebody that put God first, not me.
Okay, you have to move toward the problem, okay?
The problem is that who she said she was, I don't think that's who she is. The things that are of God that I've known for 37 years is not what I see in her. And she was molested when she was a young child. And mm-hmm. It was never dealt with. None of her family knows about it, but she had told me about it because there was a lot of times she'd pull away and act out in manners that I just didn't understand where the actions were coming from. If I were to give an example, I would maybe touch her and she'd pull away. Or I would say something to her, like in normal conversation, like I'm actually talking to you, and she'd twist it into something that I didn't say that was negative. Now, mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that, as long as she believes me when I say, honey, that's not what I meant. But she doesn't believe me. It's like mm-hmm. she's trying to make me somebody that I'm not. And that mm-hmm. led to, we've been toxic. I've probably moved out of the house 5 times. I'm actually separated from her at this moment, only because it got to a point that she was texting to a couple of guys that were inappropriate. And I had brought it to her attention, and she really got toxic about it. And I'll do whatever I want to do. You're not my daddy, and
okay.
I'm like, well, I'm not your dad, but I'm your
all
husband.
Right. But it led so now her we know what's going on. Physically. Now we know what's going on. Tell us the question, or ask a question that we could help you with.
Good. What do you do to someone? What do you do to a spouse? How do you react to a spouse that is not engaged with you? And
well,
it's hard to throw everything into you guys because
but your spouse is being unfaithful to you. She's texting inappropriately with another man, right?
But she doesn't think it's inappropriate in her world.
Okay, but isn't that the problem that we've got right here? Is that your wife is seeking connection outside of the marriage? It leaves you out, right?
Yeah, but she would say no.
Okay, but it doesn't matter what she says. You're asking us to help you, and we want to help you. And I'm just, you know, you're talking about a lot of different things, but I'm just trying to be sure that we're that's the problem. That's where it's she doesn't care. She wants connection with other men. So that's where we're going to kind of end up here in just a minute when we come back from this break.
It's so interesting. You know, we started the call with John, and his wife had been molested. And, you know, it leaks out in ways that hurt us.
It really does. Yeah.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Don't give up on us now. We're going to be here for a whole other hour. We'd love for you to join us. And we're talking here, and it's Scott, and it's just a really tough situation. She's texting other people. He talked to her about it. She doesn't care what he thinks about it. So, Sherry, you want to start us off here, and then we'll go to Alice.
So, you know, you're right, Scott. We don't have too much time, so I'm going to make some assumptions here, and it might feel uncomfortable to do that. But, you know, when you mentioned knowing that she was molested and watching her push back, oftentimes what happens is we think that somehow our relationship is going to change that pain. And when someone, and it sounds like in her case, because of the molestation, she is projecting some things on you. And it's, again, I would say it's even an unconscious defense in order to keep you away. It's if she makes you kind of like dad, and I think you've kind of taken a little posture like dad. You've tried to kind of control and fix the situation because you're frustrated with what's going on. And I think you're scared because she actually is reaching out to other men. I know she's not owning it. She doesn't want to own it because she wants to keep it this way. She wants to be able to act out, you know, emotionally, have these emotional connections, maybe sexual, who knows, but emotional connections with other people. And then that puts you in this parental position, which isn't what you married her for, right? And again, this is how these sexual molestation can leak out if she doesn't do the work in order to heal that sexual abuse that happened to her. You can't fix her. I'm sorry?
Well, could this be a part of it?
Could what be a part of it?
We have a very good friend. I spend probably 2 days a week with this family, and I'm always over there. I love them. They're like family. And one day, we were having dinner over there, and the little kid, he's probably seven. He's like, you know, Coach, can you come in here? He wanted to show me something. And so I usually do. I went there and we spent some time. He showed me some toys or whatever it was as a new one. And then on the way home, she accused me of possibly sexually.
Oh, totally.
Sexual undertones.
Yes.
And I was like, where'd you get that from? How did you say that? I mean, I love these guys.
I know.
She just said, and she even used the word F word. Well, you're going to end up effing her or effing him. And
Scott.
I'm like, what?
Okay, so that's a projection. That's someone putting their fear and their pain on you. It can be very confusing. It can spin your mind like a top. But the truth is, nothing happened with the little boy, correct? But something, something happened with her, and it might even be around that age that it happened to her. So, bottom line, she needs the help. And if you're going to try to judge her or fix her or control her or get mad at her, instead of invite her, have her listen to this program. We love her. We want to help her. But
yes, I do. But she won't. she won't do it. We've been to 6 different counselors.
So Scott, I'm gonna step in here because you may be right. She may refuse the help, but I'm concerned that it's getting dangerous for you because I've worked with folks who the accusation in the car goes to a call to Child Protective Services and a false accusation against you. I mean, there are red flags of how bad this could possibly get. So I'm going to have you hold that thought for just a moment. I want you to consider your power in this situation. I think you have what's called an external locus of control, where you've said things like, I had to give up my business. I think things happen to you and it can feel out of your control. So where I believe you have power is in limiting your exposure to her toxic behavior, setting a requirement of what you would need for reconciliation to happen, and then holding to that requirement, and she may refuse to do anything that you ask. And I think for the sake and safety of your marriage, you have to hold that line. So I'm going to give you some quick words here. You can tell her something like, I love you, and I cherish our marriage, and I cherish it too much to tolerate unhealthy or toxic behavior from either myself or from you. We both need help here if there's any hope of reconciliation. But then I want you to stick with that in this separation that you're in. Because if she won't admit or acknowledge any of this, I'm sorry to say, I think it's going to get worse and a lot worse before it gets better.
Yeah. And I think you're minimizing her, what Steve was trying to bring to you. I want you to really see that as she's infidelity. I mean, she's reaching out to other people. I don't know how else to say it, but it's not okay.
Yeah, but then she accuses me of like, you don't trust me. You're insecure, and I'm not insecure. I just it's inappropriate. I just bring it up that it's inappropriate.
Scott, I don't want you to try to convince her anymore of what she's doing because I don't think you have that power. All you can say is, I love you too much to argue about this, but I know we need help and I cannot consider reconciling until we get that help. And just stop the arguments. I love you too much to argue.
Yeah. Well,
I wish we had more time, but I think the bottom line here is that once again, we have a person who wants things to change. Somebody else is resistant.
Yeah. So painful, isn't it? So painful.
So hard, because what we want to see is healing and hope. And
it could have been anybody she would have married. I mean, Scott, it could have been anybody.
Right.
But it would have looked the same until she gets her healing.
Yeah. So I hope and pray that maybe she would listen to this and hear that there's some folks here that are absolutely on her side.
Yep.
We want to see hope and help and healing take place. That's what we're here for. But, oh my goodness, unwillingness has killed so many relationships, so many marriages, and it's the thing that has helped so many also. So I'm going to just ask everybody to ask, what am I willing and what am I not willing to do? And what kind of pain is that causing me and what kind of pain is it causing others? I hope you got the point that this isn't about people just having sex or being fulfilled or being controlled. It's about, why don't we get free of all of this? You know, the Bible wants us free. I mean, Jesus wants us free. The scripture talks about that. And when you're not free, you know, you do everything you can to make that relationship better with that unwilling person. And it is your best hope. But then at some point, you have to come down and say, look, let's call this what it is. And let's deal with what it is. And I think that was one of the things that we saw here. It's very hard for him to say, this is what I'm dealing with. And it is horrible, absolutely horrible. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Every Man's Battle is in June, the first week. Then we've got Marriage Intimacy Intensive. And so many of the calls here could be helped dramatically. And all it takes is one person saying, I'm going to get the help that I need. Call us. Let us help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you can help us, $30 a month, 8 books, the best of the best, from our New Life Library, from our hosts that are on this program. And I just hope and pray that something we've said could get you to pick up that phone either to help or to get the help that you need.
In fact, I wanted to say one more thing. Can we send him Boundaries in Marriage?
We will.
Yeah.
We can, absolutely.
That would be a great book for him.
If you need help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help us. Same number. And if you'd like to join us for this next program, it's 1-800-229-3000. Thank you, Alice Benton. Thank you, Sherry Keffer. She is the author of Intimate Deception. We'll take a break, and we're going to start this program again right after this with the folks that are on the line or you call us.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.